Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. A cautious Pep Guardiola says City will celebrate reaching the Champions League quarter-finals, but will not be focusing on it as they continue to compete on four fronts. City were ultimately comfortable winners against Borussia Mönchengladbach in their last 16 tie, winning 2-0 on Tuesday to seal their place in the last eight. City will find out their next opponents when the Champions League quarter-final and semi-final draw takes place on Friday. The win continues their hunt for the quadruple, with Guardiola's side sitting 14 points clear at the top of the Premier League and facing a Carabao Cup final against Spurs next month, while they also play Everton in Saturday's FA Cup quarter-finals. But with the Champions League quarters not taking place until the beginning of April, Guardiola has told his squad to put the competition to one side. Meanwhile, Sergio Aguero seemed far from happy with his teammates as he left the pitch following City's 2-0 win over Mönchengladbach. Aguero came off the bench to replace Bernardo Silva with 15 minutes left of the encounter against Gladbach, but he failed to make much of an impression. And as he made his way back to the dressing room at full time, he was seen in discussion with a member of City's backroom staff and appeared to say in Spanish, "They don't pass me the ball," referring to his teammates. And finally, Guardiola has hailed centre-backs Ruben Dias and Jones for being key to City's resurgence this season. After keeping another clean sheet in Europe with that win over Gladbach, with no goal conceded since the opening game of the group stage against Porto in October, more than 11 hours of football, Guardiola has lauded the impact of his new partnership this term. He said, "We've just conceded one goal against Porto and that is quite impressive. You can't deny that Ruben and John made an incredible step forward for the team this season." That's all for now. We'll have more later.